If you want to be part of the program, you can certainly do that in a couple of ways. One being you can send us an email to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Or if you'd like, if you're the talky type, you'd like to give us a call, you can do that on the Proclamation Hotline brought to you by Proclamation Goods. That number, have it ready, have it memorized, toll-free, coast-to-coast, 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-7469.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware set is a 12-inch skillet and a stock pot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stock pot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with a versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supply is limited, so order yours now at ProclamationGoods.com.
All right. Well, Holly, as we are getting into the summer months and water retention or watering becomes more of a focal point in our gardens, we need to look at ways in which we can conserve water. And that would be one, maybe setting up an irrigation system or using the tree diaper or drip works or a water hoop. But also, if we can water less and keep that water in the soil and keep it moist, that's even a better alternative. And we're going to go over some mulches, which are good, and some that aren't so good when it comes to your edible garden. We're going to focus on the edible landscaping, the edible garden, not so much the perennial or the flower beds, that type of thing, because that can be rocks or pebbles or stones, that type of thing. We're going to work on the garden itself.
Absolutely. So the one I want to address for sure is grass. So that would be grass clippings. And the important thing to remember for grass clippings is you want to make sure that they don't have any weed seeds, because you don't want to add weed seeds to your garden. You want to make sure that those grass clippings are dry. So if you cut the grass, you can just sprinkle those grass clippings maybe on like a patch in your yard or your driveway, let them dry out a bit, and then you can use them. And then you also want to make sure that you haven't sprayed or paid somebody to spray chemicals on your grass that contain 2,4-D. And then that is the...
What is 2,4-D?
2,4-D is a highly persistent broadleaf herbicide. And what it does is it kills off broadleaf plants. And then what happens is that even if you cut the grass, let it dry out, compost it, it is very persistent, so it can remain in your compost. And it can then kill your plants.
It kills off the lamb's quarters, the dandelions, the thistles in the yard to make just the grass to grow. It doesn't kill the grass, kill the grass plant, but it absorbs into the plant itself.
Right.
Another one, straw. Straw can be controversial as well. Is the straw sprayed? Is it not sprayed? Grew up on a farm for 20-some-odd years. We never sprayed a single wheat field, which is where our straw came from. There's barley straw and oat straw, but we never sprayed it at all. Now, wherever you get your straw from, you can ask. I mean, directly from the farmer is the best. You can ask if it's been sprayed. So I don't have a whole lot on that, because we've never – and the straw in which we have purchased from our local home and our local garden center, we've never had an issue with at all, whether we used it for straw bale gardening or we used it as mulch itself. We never had seen any type of situation where something was causing something to happen. We resulted at – we found it to be the straw.
If you are concerned, you could figure out where the source is from. But for the most part, like Joey said, when we bought it from the local garden center, or even just found it free
right
on the side of the road.
After fall festival yeah parties, nativity scenes, that type of thing.
We never have had an issue. So
now you want to use straw, not hay.
Right. That's the key.
Hay is the byproduct, is the grasses in which was baled up for the animal consumption. That contains weed seeds, whether it's thistles or clover or foxtail, whatever. If you bring hay into your garden, you are going to have a yard in your garden, because a lot of those plants, clover, all have seeds that are falling into your grass or into your garden.
Right. That is definitely something to keep in mind. So the next one we have is paper.
Well, what about the ink?
Well, I mean, this is really up to you. The ink, I think, is so...
What, soy-based now?
Well, it's soy-based, yes. And it's also just, I don't know, I feel like it's moot at this point.
Of all the other stuff.
Of all the other stuff that could, you know, affect your garden.
That you're sucking into your lungs every day.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if you use, you know, air freshener or fabric softener or any of that stuff, those are volatile.
The ink is a welcomed invitation there.
Right.
So shredded paper, whether that's cardboard, which can have toxicity in the glue, any type of shredded paper.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff you print off or newspaper that exists some places still. And we've used it. Now, people will say, well, it blows away. What about blowing away? We've never had that issue.
We haven't had the issue. But if you do live in a high wind area, you could water it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will help kind of compact it a bit and keep it
loose. Or sprinkle some straw or grass clippings on top of it. Add multiple layers of mulch of different material. Wood chips, whether you get them from your own municipality, you make them your own, you get them from chipdrop.com. It's a great source if done properly.
Right. So wood chips are a great source. Now, you do want to keep in mind you wouldn't necessarily want to keep folding those wood chips into your soil or tilling them in or anything like that. This is maybe you could do, you know, like we have it around our raspberry plant. We have it around our asparagus.
Right.
Something more of a perennial.
Getchipdrop.com is the website there. Yeah, the perennial areas. And it will also work for walk paths. Now, something we need to alert everybody, just because you put wood chips down in a perennial bed or walk path, that doesn't mean, oh, no more weeds, unless you put a weed barrier underneath it. And then put the wood chips, which kind of defeats the whole purpose of having the wood chips there and breaking down and feeding the soil.
Right, definitely. So you want to keep in mind that you might get weeds, or you will get weeds.
You will. We're not going to lie to you.
They are going to be less. A lot of weeds are going to get smothered out. But wood chips do make an excellent area for a walk path. And again, just around perennials. And they're handy for that.
And in the course of 4, 5, 6 years, they will start breaking down based on the size of the wood chips and start feeding the soil, and then you will have to replenish that area. Some things you want to avoid in the mulch category would be synthetic mulches, rubber tire mulch, cocoa mulch that has a great smell, but molds and felines, dogs than anything, like to consume it. And that is not healthy for the dogs. It can be fatal for the dogs. So though it's cute and smells great and looks wonderful, it can cause problems for pets and mold later on.
Plus, if you've ever spread cocoa mulch on a hot day, on a humid day, and you're kind of sticky with sweat, that cocoa mulch just sticks to you.
Well, you've never baled hay on a hot, windy day. It's kind of the same thing. And with the rubber tires or rubber synthetic type of, it's going to radiate the heat. It's going to absorb the heat, and it's not, I don't think, I mean, you remember on the playground, the rubber, it just was hot.
Right, right. Absolutely. And that's, you don't want that. You want the mulch to.
You're going to destroy the soil.
Right. You want the mulch to help build your soil in a way. You want it to be there to protect the roots of your plants, to retain moisture, and to suppress weeds a little bit. And rubber mulch will definitely suppress the weeds, but it's not going to help build your soil or retain the moisture.
And we'll end on a positive note, being leaves. Now, not all leaves can go in the garden. There is a couple of categories of leaves that are not good, but your traditional maple, oak, elm, large leaves, shredded so they don't compact and prevent water penetration to the soil. But any leaves, you know, we would stockpile leaves. People stockpile leaves and use them throughout the growing season. It works very well. Again, you can shred them. They're going to break down quicker. If you have like just a regular maple leaf, you're not going to have to worry about it compacting or preventing moisture from getting to the soil. Now, if you have giant oak leaves, yeah, you might want to break them up, type of thing. But we've used leaves for decades, and they're free, and we've dug them out of the street, and they work phenomenal. And if you apply them over the beds in the fall, 2-3 foot high, we've done that. You can see videos on our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com. By June and July, you can't tell we did anything because it's broke down and fed the soil, and it's a living mulch that we, then we have to supplement it, you know, grass clippings or shredded paper at that point. But it works really well, and it's free.
Absolutely. So you want to keep the leaves in mind, and they are very helpful. So when you think about mulch, you want to think about where you're putting it, what your end goal is, and where it's coming from, and maybe what your budget is.
Right. Yeah. And with anything in the garden, anything in life, plan it out. The fewest moves for the biggest return is the best method of madness on that. Well, another madness that many people have is they buy products, meat, and seasonings that aren't any good. Too hot, too spicy. They don't know where it came from. Well, Walton's Ink has that problem solved for you.
Yeah, Walton's Ink, you can get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat product your way to your high standards.
That you'll like.
Yeah, do you want to make snack sticks that people will actually like? Walton's created MeatGistics.com, an informational site to help you make the best finished product. They have MeatGistics.com to help educate people on the hows and whys of meat processing, as well as a community of over almost 15,000 users who help give their opinion and guidance on meat processing issues. You can find all this information and more at WaltonsInc.com or MeatGistics.com. You have everything from meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers to help you go from animal to edible. Walton's is everything but the meat. You can use code GROW50 to save 10% of orders of $50 or more and get free shipping.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.